तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तुमाविद्धिषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। विचार वर्स 42 टिल द एंड चैप्टर 6। अथवा योगिनामेव अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति धीमताम् कुले भवति धीमताम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम् लोके जन्म यदीदृशम् लोके जन्म यदीदृशम् अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति धीमताम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम् लोके जन्म यदीदृशम् तत्र तं बुद्धिसंयोगम् तत्र तं बुद्धिसंयोगम् लभते पौर्वदेहिकम् लभते पौर्वदेहिकम् यतते च ततो भूयः यतते च ततो भूयः संसिद्धौ कुरु नन्दन संसिद्धौ कुरु नन्दन तत्र तं बुद्धिसंयोगम् लभते पौर्वदेहिकम् यतते च ततो भूयः संसिद्धौ कुरु नन्दन पूर्वाभ्यासेन तेनैव पूर्वाभ्यासेन तेनैव क्रियते यवशोऽपि सः क्रियते यवशोऽपि सः जिज्ञासुरपि योगस्य जिज्ञासुरपि योगस्य शब्दब्रह्माति वर्तते शब्दब्रह्माति वर्तते पूर्वाभ्यासेन तेनैव क्रियते यवशोऽपि सः जिज्ञासुरपि योगस्य शब्दब्रह्माति वर्तते प्रयत्नाद्यतमानस्तु प्रयत्नाद्यतमानस्तु योगी संशुद्धखिल्बिषः योगी संशुद्धखिल्बिषः अनेकजन्मसंसिद्धः अनेकजन्मसंसिद्धः ततो याति परां गतिं ततो याति परां गतिं प्रयत्नाद्यतमानस्तु योगी संशुद्धखिल्बिषः अनेकजन्मसंसिद्धः ततो याति परां गतिं तपस्विभ्योऽधिको योगी तपस्विभ्योऽधिको योगी ज्ञानिभ्योऽपि मतोऽधिकः ज्ञानिभ्योऽपि मतोऽधिकः कर्मिभ्यश्चाधिको योगी कर्मिभ्यश्चाधिको योगी तस्माद्योगी भवार्जुन तस्माद्योगी भवार्जुन तपस्विभ्योऽधिको योगी ज्ञानिभ्योऽपि मतोऽधिकः कर्मिभ्यश्चाधिको योगी तस्माद्योगी भवार्जुन योगिनामपि सर्वेषां योगिनामपि सर्वेषां मद्गतेनान्तरात्मना मद्गतेनान्तरात्मना श्रद्धावान् भजते यो मां श्रद्धावान् भजते यो मां समेयुक्ततमो मतः समेयुक्ततमो मतः योगिनामपि सर्वेषां मद्गतेनान्तरात्मना श्रद्धावान् भजते यो मां समेयुक्ततमो मतः Arjuna here, at the end of this chapter, asks a question to Lord Krishna. He says, his doubt is, a person who has been in the path but did not realize the self and died. He has not enjoyed the world also, he has not realized the self as well. Would he not be like a cloud, which is little bit cloud that is separated from the total, that will be washed away by the powerful wind? Would he also not be washed away, what will happen to him? He is asking all these questions. And he says, this doubt of mine, O Krishna, you should dispel completely, for there is none other than you to dispel this doubt. And Lord Krishna answers by saying, O Partha, neither here in this world nor hereafter in future, there is distraction for him. For whom? For the one who has invested correctly. Please understand, what you sow, you reap. If you sow right actions, you will sow the right results.
This is very intimidating, because if you have sown so many things in your past and then suddenly you study this and then you realize that, then what happens?
Start from now. I'll explain. What can you do about what has already been done? Right? You can't. Now you have some thing you need to deal with. You understand? She was talking about health problems. It is a situation that has not come overnight. It has come from childhood. The way one lives, the lifestyle, the kind of food we eat, the time we go to bed, the time we wake up, the exercises we do or not, and also the gene inheritance. There are so many things to it. It's not just one or two. But now something has been found. Achieving by them. Now do it. Instead of sitting down and I didn't do this, I said, hey Baba, correct, all that is fine, but hope hai na. Abhi, now what you can do? Right, from now on, whatever the doctor says, follow that. That's all you can do, one can do that. So he is talking about here, a person who has invested correctly, who has understood the, what do you call, the insignificance of this worldly pursuit. Therefore, he doesn't pursue the world as an individual. He has shifted his attention towards the divinity within, the reality within, the reality within. Though he is striving, in between, he died without achieving the result. What happens to such a person? This is the question Arjuna asked. So Krishna says, O Partha, neither here nor hereafter there is destruction for him. For the matter, there is no destruction for anybody. Because you are Atma, Atma cannot be destroyed. And all the more a person who has been striving properly in the right area, he is invested in his life. For that person, he need not worry, because he is sown correctly. Right? So he says, Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. Verily, none who does good, O beloved, comes to grief. Arjuna, those who have done good, good means right actions that needs to be done, those who did not act upon their likes and dislikes, but acted upon what ought to be done in every, at every level, such a person, he will never come to grief. And then he goes on to explain. He says, having attained to the worlds of the righteous, having dwelt there for eternal years, him who has fallen from yoga is born in the home of the pure. And wealthy. And pure and wealthy means what? Cultured family. In a cultured family, see, there is always a difference between aristocrat and a junior rich girl. You understand? Aristocracy, when you deal with them, you know, they are very cultured. They have seen wealth for generations. It's not the first time they have seen it. Right? So the mind is not thinking about in everything trying to save. I'm not saying we are centrist, but you go to some of the best places abroad to have a cup of coffee, then they say so many dollars, then you convert it into Indian rupees, then you go to, you understand. There is a difference, you know. You, that means what? You're not really rich, you're so poor. You can't even have a cup of coffee, probably. Are you rich really, honestly? You understand? What is rich? Who is rich, who is poor? So the fellow is, oh, so much money is gone, so much money is gone. Everything he looks at it like that. So he says, pure and wealthy. Pure and wealthy means in a very cultured family whose values are all not the wealthy things. Remember, again I am quoting today, though we are meeting after a long time. Swami Ramananda says, iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold. So he understands that. Therefore, he is born in such a family where there is lot of convenience, wealth, everything, but there are values. They only value the Atma. They only value something higher. They never value anything worldly. So he is born in such a family. He is a confused environment. See, remember, in the Vedanta treatise, Swamiji also talks about it, which Swami Ramananda has given out. And Vedanta talks about it. You are born here because your resultant desires are craved for this environment today. You ask for it and you are born here. You have other class members also who have not come today. Their resultant has not brought them here. Right? The law of parallelogram, of course, you have studied in school. Right? If there is an object at point O, and I give 50 Newton force in x direction, then 50 Newton force in y direction. Forces on x direction, y direction is same. Which direction the object will go? In x direction, 50 Newton force. In y direction also 50 Newton force. The forces are same. So the object will move in the z direction, tangent, right, 45 degrees. But there is no force directly acting in that direction. This is called the resultant force, right? Now, if you give 90 Newton force in x direction and only 5 Newton force in y direction, which side the object will move?
X direction.
Almost close to x. Then, so this is what we call as the resultant force. Like you rightly said, like Vadushyaji said, everybody has so many forces acting within, so many desires, isn't it? TV karna, movie karna, restaurant karna, golf karna, a girl, you have to be responsible at home, in between study Vedanta also, like that you have so many, right? In all these forces, some are not very strong, some are very strong, in all this, the resultant direction is given. If you are therefore one star, what will be your resultant?
Advantage.
You understand? That is why if you bring yourself to that one, come on, anything else, come to that level. You are the architect of your fortune, you are the architect of your misfortune. You make yourself, you mar yourself, nobody else. Vedanta says, your children choose you. The sense, when a person dies, he is dying with some desires, he or she is dying with some desires. Where do they go? So Vedanta says, they don't go into nothing. It uses the law of power, law of conservation of energy, and says, energy can neither be created nor be destroyed. It can get transformed from one form to another. So the energy that were apparently lost in the person who died, which were in the form of desires, where do they go? They all come back. But they come back when a suitable, conducive womb is available. Are you with me? A suitable, conducive womb is available. So therefore, the children, they choose you. Then, similarly from your angle, if you see, you must have had such a child. therefore I say, whatever you have done, the sum total of all that is what you go. There is a lot of people, when they become very old, so much of dana and all that they start doing, suddenly, so much guilt is inside. What I've done all, God knows, we don't know. So they fear. They are seeing all their friends, relatives, one by one dying. They are getting information. Oh, chale gaya, ye chale gaya. You understand? When you get that kind of information, what is worrying you is, you start getting worried,
yes.
Maybe.
My turn
next.
Yeah. Most of them just think that. Yeah. Yeah.
So this thought comes. In fact, what they call as middle age crisis. This middle age crisis, it starts from middle age itself. Not necessarily old age, isn't it? Because slowly the indisciplined way you have lived. See, when you are a child, you are doing so much of activity, play, go anywhere, running. You do so much of everything. You know, you don't bother about summer, winter, nothing. You just want to run up. You bring the whole house down, you know, as a child. Till about youth, you are very active in a way. Then slowly, slowly, especially in modern context, all sitting and doing work, and you don't compensate for it with other things. And moreover, even if you do compensate at the exercise level and all that, very often than not, what happens is mentally you are stressed. Physically, the fellow is extremely fit, but still you get up there. Sometimes. Why is that? The stress at mental level is so much. They don't know how to handle it. Because they are not invested in that area. They have invested so much in the physical area. But then they are like, you know, extremely fit. But in the mental area, they didn't. So they were not able to handle their mind, which is much more superior than the body. Right? So therefore, the resultant, you know, so the worrying also, then let me compensate by doing a lot of good activities, you know, in the hope that the good activities will at some point nullify the negative effect. That hope. Actually it should not be that way. Should have been that you don't take more than what is necessary. Holy Bible says, nakedness of this indigent world can be clothed with the trimmings of the wind. The food is served on the dining table. How much I am hungry, how much I want, I eat. Why do I want to eat more? Then I have to do something to digest that. No need, no. Take what you can digest, what is necessary for you. So from the beginning only, for that you should have been from the beginning educated. From the beginning if you were educated with this knowledge, that's why we say this knowledge is needed to be given from the childhood. At a proper age, you got to start administering this knowledge. When you do that, then the children, they understand all these things. Then from day one, they follow what Ali Brothers will say. The nakedness of this indigent world can be clad in the trimmings of the faith. So therefore, they are not going to have it. I gave you the example in one context also. Simple, how many watches you have? How many chapels? How many this, how many that? In spite of all so many watches, you still complain. No, that is not the first thing. Right? So what is the reason you need to have so many? It's not that you should not wear the latest one. If you can afford to wear the latest one, then the world will go. So do it. No? So if you live like that, how can you have any trouble? And accordingly, you will be given the environment. That's all he says.
Accordingly?
You will be given the environment. Because you sow the seed, na? So you will be craving, you will be, not craving, you will be vibrating in the frequency. So as you are vibrating, you will be given the environment. Or you will choose your environment according to your vibration. So therefore, he is having a date with the due to their puja activities and all that, they go to some of the best world experiences, and then they come back. When they come back, they're born in a family where all these things are there. From childhood, what best can happen? Your father, your mother themselves are living in the families, in the house. You know, I don't know whether you've seen, any of you have been to Tirupati, Balaji?
Yes, yeah.
Have you been to Mani Darshan?
Yes.
Very Mani Darshan?
Suprabhat.
Suprabhat is what?
Yes.
Kausalya, Supraja, Rama, Purva, Sandhya, Pravatta, Dey, both of them. Waking of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That very vibration.
It's very
slow. I get goosebumps.
So what I'm saying is, if in the family, every morning everybody is getting up early, they're doing their studies, Suprabhat is going on, and if you are brought up in such an environment, which are slowly going away, you know. See, I told you, I spoke to you about Rishi Vinaya. We owe it to the past. You know, if you don't understand it, it's a sad thing. It's really a sad thing. We owe it to them. Or even if somebody does it, they do it even mechanically. Because they're not understanding it. Like, you know, my father is doing it, so let me continue it here. You know, like, see, for example, we have classes here in a place, you know. 60 people come. They own a banquet hall and they're having a class. The father was interested in this subject. Like, you are sitting in my subject now, you know. And you are keen, you know. So, that the father was attending one of my colleagues before I came to Delhi, the class, and then he said, "Are, I have a hall, banquet hall. Why not do it there?" And he said, "No, I don't charge him nothing. That should be done." He was following him. And in fact, after the class, he used tea, coffee, and another prasad. So, he was doing it. Unfortunately, he passed away. Gentleman passed away. But the family wants to follow the tradition. Then I have not met the gentleman. By the time I came to Delhi, he had passed away. But the family continues the tradition. Like that in India, so many people follow the tradition. But what is the problem? The problem is we are not really understanding and doing it. It's a state of emergency now. If you see, today, to talk to children, the day when I came, I was not in these clothes now. But now I can come, they will accept me, these children. They know, because they have spoken to me. But it's a very, so difficult, this environment. See, here also I'm in university. It's not easy. You know, whole world is going in such terrific speed towards materialism. And the changes that happen at a rapid speed, it's very unlikely that a person can shift his mind into it. Even if he shifts very little, like 7 days, 5 days, you do yoga. Once a year somebody comes, does yoga. 5 days also, not people are able to commit themselves. Even if they commit 1 day, 2 days, they're not able to. That's how powerful the materialism is. Imagine what will happen in 50 years, God knows. Firstly, slowly this reading habit is going away. Slowly the whole thing is, so there is a need of the art to revive the whole thing. So we will make a mistake. Give me 100 youngsters, I'll change this world. 100 selfless youngsters, I'll change this world. What it means is, where are they? Huh? If I have a little extra, I'm only thinking of how I can go for my next vacation, where I can go. You understand what I'm saying? Of course it's needed, you need it. Otherwise you will go back. Of course you need it. All of us have a different level. We are not like the level of Vivekananda or Ramsita. But at your own level, you know, you need to understand the emergency, state of emergency. So, like, if from childhood you are exposed,
I am.
You continue the sadhana.
I am.
If you have not achieved it, the efforts won't go away. Whatever you sold will not go away. It will come back. That's what it says. You will be born in a family where all these values are there. It's very conducive. You know? From childhood days, you heard the Superbhagavad Gita, you see everybody studying. The discussion on the dining table has been about these higher things. You know? Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, this Purana, that Purana. Such things. Imagine you're going in that kind of environment. Why do people go all the way from wherever they are living to a secluded place in an ashram? Because they want to feel that vibration. They want to be in that vibration for a while. So that when they come back, they could continue. Because even here, 1 hour, 15 minutes, you do this class, you go back, you get into the mundane world, slowly you can see how the whole thoughts are drifted away. If somebody does that tapas and tries to control his thoughts and direct and just little bit here and there or there, you achieve it by the time you pass it. What happens? Just nothing happens. Don't worry, Arjuna. Your efforts will not go away. You start, you begin from where you left. You born in a pure and wealthy family. Wealthy means cultured family. Really speaking, who is wealthy? Who is powerful? Never if you look at it, who has no value for the world.
Yeah.
Who has no value for them?
Uh-huh.
He is the wealthy. Isn't it? You are wealthy means in your mind wealth should not be there. If in your mind wealth is there, that means you are still not wealthy. Next verse. अथवा योगिनामेव अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति धीमताम् कुले भवति धीमताम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम् लोके जन्म यदीदृशम् लोके जन्म यदीदृशम् अथवा योगिनामेव कुले भवति धीमताम् एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम् लोके जन्म यदीदृशम् All is born into a family of wise yogis. Dhimatham yogi. Very wise yogi families. Maybe not in a rich cultured family, but in yogi's family. Right? What an environment to be born in a yogi's family. Father and mother both are only interested in spiritual realization. Nothing else. Nothing else is value. Hanumanji was presented with the mala. The story says, Ramayana says, that he put it to his ears. Immediately put it to his ears. And it didn't say Rama. So he threw it. It's not, otherwise it's no use for me. See, what you need to understand is, for the sake of promotion of your goals, things should be there for you. You should be not there for the things. That determines whether you are a materialist or a sensualist or a spiritualist. Not what you use. I'm using an iPad now. Understand? Otherwise, what the big reason is not to show off, but it's useful. You understand? So use the technology. But this should be for the goal, not you should not be going towards that. Then it is money, then it is materialism. You understand?
No, can you explain this more?
You see, you have a goal, and a goal is something higher. In our case, it's promotion of this knowledge. Nothing else. You understand? It's not that because we are incapacitated or whatever. We don't know what, okay, chalo, ye karo. Aisa nahi. You understand? Sometimes you apply for courses in the college, you know. Ye, B, C, D, you apply, nothing you get, then no choice, therefore you get the E. It's not like that we have chosen this field. You understand? Qualified people. Even today, you understand? If we say no, then there are people to observe us. not Anutambo just me, go to the academy and see. He has Hindi gold medalist doctor, Darshan. But while you were saying, I was thinking to tell you to go to the academy. I mean it. The guy is not a heart specialist or anything. And we have some connection with some doctors. There is a gentleman in Chennai who Swamiji recommends for heart illness. So anyway, I thought I'd talk to you after the class. If the contact is came, it comes from Delhi. So he's an MD doctor, MD gold medalist, working in a very good hospital. He was inspired by this thought when he heard the classes and then he heard Swamiji and then he joined us. He did the ashram for the last 15 years. You understand? Not that he is there because he has a... He is only there to promote the knowledge, promote the cause. So anything you do, see what happens is, people don't understand this. People, it's a very sad thing and it's a very difficult thing to explain. Like, obviously a spiritual man or a spiritual person has to be very simple. Frugal, in fact. You understand? That is true. Nobody is saying no. But what it is you need to question and not just the outward frugality. But you will fall for outward frugality. But if you want to take the work forward at a certain level, at a certain pace, at a certain way, there are certain things that the world is changing. You know, you want to keep in pace with the changes. But that doesn't mean you compromise. You understand? See, supposing you say, okay, we'll help you for the institute, to set up an institute here. We came to know that you do not have an institute. We'll help you to set up an institute. But, my factory is somewhere in Manesar. Near Manesar, we'll give you some land. You know, and we will build it for you. We will establish it there. And also do some program for our Manesar program, I think, you know. We are not saying no, it's not that. But it's like, you know, it's conditional. And also so far away. It's against the work that we could do in Delhi. Please excuse me, sorry, thank you. At the same time, suppose somebody says, either TCAT. Not because it is in Prithviraj Road. Then it is materialism. Centrally located, calm conception. You understand? It's always with reference to the goal. When that, one of the definitions for objectivity is that, will this help me towards the goal? A clear goal in me? Kisi ke paas? You understand? So you have a higher goal and say, and think about it. And then do it that way. So, therefore, that's what I meant, you know. Like Jesus Christ said, get thee behind me, Satan. I will have nothing from thy hand. Satan will try to allure you, you know. You gotta say, no, thank you very much. But you'll try to attach it. Quickly you try to attach it. You hire a man. Because it's hindrance to the work that you're doing. But you're falling for it. Because you know, you're not that established in a goal. That's why I meant. A yogi means one is united, all the time centered. Is this going to take me to the goal? And it's okay. Otherwise, you keep it. Whatever it is, for you. You understand? Then you are like Shakespeare says, here is a man, then comes such another. Then comes such another. So, that's what Hanumanji did. And mala was given to him. He put it to his ear, he didn't say Ram. He said, you don't, I don't. It may be some $1 million mala, TK bhai. That's all. You understand? This is the cost, this is the goal.
for which we are working. I'm not just talking to Rasa, anybody, you also. Whatever cause, you may be running an NGO. You understand? But you know, some Tom, Dick and Harry will come and say, okay, we are doing it, we are doing it. You fall for it, then you have to listen to that fellow. But you're not able to do your work. You understand? So therefore, if not, then only you can say you are after that. But if you see that somebody is giving it unconditionally, and it is something that could help in promotion of the cause, put it to use. After you die, who's going to take it? And if you don't write a will, you never find a million in your house. And some of them do not want to write a will, you know, that case. They think that, what is that word I'm trying to write? It's like, I think you write a will, then you'll try to.
Acceptance of the death.
Sabesh, I'm telling you. How many houses? Sometimes, of course, we are detached, so it doesn't affect us. But I'm saying that the feeling is there. The feeling is there, but you keep a little distance. Like, I know you very well. I definitely care for you. But some pandemonium is there because of this kind of nonsense. You won't see, na? Every time I see this, you know, you pass, that day, when was it? In GK1, I think. Yeah, GK1. I saw one house, like ghost haunted house. The property must be worth some few, I don't know how many crores in GK1. Single independent bungalow, it's like ghost haunted house. There's nothing but going in court. Nothing but going, the cases are going on. For like, I don't know how many jammas in court. Dragging, fighting for, you know, some 5 paisa. It's like 5 paisa for that people. I'm talking about that level. Whole hand, chalo, you understand? That's what yogi, the word is. Fascinating. There, in 43, 42, is born into a family of wise yogis. They have that higher vision, higher goal. You know, we have stories in our system where person had two wives and he wanted to split his wealth between the two wives and said, I'm taking sannyas and going. So the first wife said, where are you going? You're taking sannyas and going. That means you're giving away all this wealth to us. That means you're pursuing something much more valuable than this. I will come with you, distribute the second wife totally. That is why this country is called Bharat. Bhati Rata, Bharat, means one who revels in the light of consciousness. That alone was kept as value. These are all, what is the big deal? When you are, all of us come with an expiry date. That the expiry date is like hidden. Hidden expiry date, meaning you don't know. So if while you are there, put your fortunes to the best use for yourself and for others. You are now there. Use your time, your wealth, your knowledge, your everything for you to realize yourself. That is what the Bhajavandam is all about. He said, Yoga Ratuva, Bhoga Ratuva, Sangha Ratuva, Mahapuru, Dana Jana Yavana Garo, Harati Nimesha Kalasa. Yavana, you understand?
Yavana.
Youth. Mahapuru, do not have pride, ego, on Mahapuru Dhana, Dhana means Jana, people, I'm following. I go, thousands of people wait for me to. This time when Swamiji was here, you know this cricketer, Gautam Bhakti, in Seva, they came to meet Swamiji. Since Swamiji was sitting in Naveen General's house,
these people came, the servants all got excited, you know. So they said, we want to have pictures with them when they go. No, no, don't worry, I'll talk to them, you know. So I told them, they said, yeah, that goes without saying. Everybody, they are 36, 34, you want to be here. So they can maximum play for another 6 years. Imagine after 10 years, child. And there, I saw one day in the airport. I don't know who had come and gone to the airport to receive them. I think Swamiji only had come. Before that, Kapil Dev was walking out. 1983 World Cup came last and Kapil Dev was walking out of the airport. What would have happened?
Right, yeah.
It would have been quiet there. Stampede. Kapil Dev walked out. All over. Who would come? From where I've seen him, not even a single soul went to him for an autograph. Mahu Ganajana Yavanaga Harati Nimeshat Kalasa. Everything is time, sports, place, eats up everything. So be a yogi, he's going to say that later on. So he's talking about he will be born in such a yogi's family. So yogi means, yogi does not mean you will be only getting top of rows and then you will be standing on your one leg. Two legs are given. Who do you want to stand in one leg? Who are you trying to make? Doesn't mean you should not stand on one leg. That's a different reason for which they do. So I'm just saying, just to put yourself, that is not, yogi means this is what it is. A family who is centered. A birth such as this is very difficult to obtain in this world. Unless you have done so much of effort, so much of karma, you've sown so much seeds before, you cannot be born in such a family. You understand? In a way, there should be competition in giving up. So maybe two brothers are there, sharing a relative there. One brother is there, no, everything is this. Other brother is there, no, not mine, everything is. That should be the case. Very rare. You cannot even think of such a thing nowadays. You understand? That should be actually the case. That was the case in this country. The most inspiring story, Ramayana. Bharat was not there. Isn't it? Bharat wasn't there and his mother had done all this. And he came back. When he was told that you are the king, I mean, imagine in today's context, he would have said, really, you would be very happy. A fellow comes back and his mother says, my God, you are going to be coronated as the king. And he curses her. He says, are you my mother? Ram considered you as his own mother. He spent more time with you than he spent with his mother, Kaushalya. You did this to him, he speaks like that. And he goes to meet Ram. You know, he said, whatever difficulty that brother is going through, I will do. And he goes and appeals to him and says, you go back. And when he's going, Lakshmana thinks he's coming to finish him up there. Ram says, no, I know him. That is what this country is, isn't it? Bharat. Bhasi Ratha. Bhasi Ratha means one who revels in the light of consciousness. So that sort of family will be born in. Or he will be born into a family of the wise yogis. Because of the, I am saying from childhood days that this knowledge is going away. How many, here also be a handful of you. I am not cribbing. In a way, if it's a handful, quality will be nice. That's different. But this is going away. Hardly anybody is interested in these things. If at all, everybody is practicing mechanically. Right? There is a reason for which this needs it has to be done. How many people really understand this? Nobody understands. See, if you do a program, another example, we do in Chiki or in Ramani, so it's centrally located. So many more people will be accessibility. I could do a program in some Gurgaon or somewhere. How many people can get there?
But if you are sitting in Trichy, then you say, why in Trichy? Why not here? That's what I mean. If you are after that kind of a pomp and show, because of that you go to Trichy, then it is materialism. But if you do because of these reasons, and for that sake you have to raise a certain funds for which you work hard and do it, then it is not materialism. Just because you use a Mont Blanc pen doesn't mean you become materialist. Just because you use one torn clothes doesn't mean you become spiritual. Yogi. Yes. You have an opportunity. Your body is good. You may not be wealthy, but your body is heavy and heavy. Could it be used for a higher cause? Can't you? You are using your body to earn money just for you and your family. And what cost to it? You can't think of anything bigger. So, whether it is wealth, whether it is physical health, whatever it might be, for some knowledge you have, could it be used for something higher? And such a person will start from where you, anybody for that matter, you will start from where you left. So it is the children who attract the womb. Similarly, the parents, if they have that thought, they attract each other. So he said, such people will be born to a family of wise yogis only. Verily, a birth such as this is very difficult to obtain. So you understood that objectivity, no? Goal, that is important. Otherwise it doesn't matter. Say for example, sometimes when they are invited for lectures, you know, say they ask, they send their flight ticket, whatever, you know, then they say, we'll send you to business class. But if it's supposing you pay for the business class thing, obviously it is not, nothing wrong there, as long as you vote for it. But if, then it is just your comfort. But you are going to go for a lecture, and time difference and all that is there. So you sleep and go so that you could be fresh and give a lecture. Then it is for a cause. That's what I mean. Then it is not materialistic. You understand what I'm saying? So yogis only think 24 hours, 360 days. Will this get me there? Food. Will this help me get there? Such food will be there in the house. Otherwise, what's the big deal? In such a family, you will get a birth. A person who has been doing tapas before, but could not achieve the result, even then, it doesn't go away. You will continue from where you left. Next verse.
Tatra tam buddhi sai yogam, tatra tam buddhi sai yogam, labate paurva dekhikam, labate paurva dekhikam, yatate chatato bhuyaha, yatate chatato bhuyaha, samsiddham guru nandana, tatra tam buddhi sai yogam, labate paurva dekhikam, yatate chatato bhuyaha, samsiddham guru nandana. There, meaning what? In the new embodiment, united with the knowledge acquired in his former body. See, you must ask this question. When a person dies, what does he take?
His knowledge.
That's all you do. Your knowledge or ignorance? Your sattva or other tamas proportionate you take. Nothing else you take. Isn't it? Everything else is gone, but that you take. So do you ever ask, what have I gained? Is this going to come with me forever? Huh? Nothing. How much time did I invest in that? That is what Prasivajan is asking. You did not invest that much time in that day, those areas. So he says, they granted with the knowledge acquired from the former body, he strives more than before for protection. So Kuru Nandana, the joy of Kurus. Son of Kurus, you are a joy. He says, Kuru Nandana, the fellow belongs to the family. Kuru, Kauru. Nidhayasana is also Kauru. Just to differentiate, they are called Kauravas and they are called Pandavas. They are all from Kuru clan. Right? So Krishna says, that momentum will not go
See,
very interesting. You remember verse number 58 of chapter 2? At least verse 58 is it in chapter 2 that you know. Go and see the translation. Chapter 2 verse 58.
When like a tortoise drawing its wings on all sides, it withdraws its senses from sense objects. The sense objects turn away from an abstinent man, but not the relish. Even relish turns away on seeing the Supreme.
Rasa Varchan Pasokyasya Parun Drishtuani Vartate. Verse 59, chapter 2. What is he saying there? In the beginning, you, like I told you, I gave this example also. Forgot. Every Thursday morning, 11 o'clock, you are attending this class. If you are in Delhi, you are attending this. Supposing you have such a commitment. Right? Few friends of yours, come on, yeah, let's go for a movie, let's go for this, let's go for that. In the beginning, you said, no. Thank you. Thursday morning, I can't come. I have to go for my Gita class. Remember that day Ami also was saying, that day Ami was saying, she got one of her friends, you remember, in between from Ahmedabad. Apparently that lady liked the class. And then there was a group of people from Ahmedabad that had come here. They were all going for some shopping or something. Then Ami said, no, I have to go for my class. Then everybody said, hey, car, chod do, yaar, aa jao. Then this lady said, no, Ami should go there. It's worth it. What I'm trying to say is, the fellow is so committed. Initially the temptation will be there, come on, let's go. In fact, the more you say no, don't worry, I'm spending today. There's a, before you, nobody offered to spend. When you said no, that day they will say, I will give you. Like especially, you know, alcohol, go to the bar. They say, hey, come on, well, I will do it. So today I'm in my path. You understand? And you said, no, thank you. Thursday morning at home. In the beginning the temptations will be there. After some time they will say, Thursday morning don't come, Baba. There's no point calling this room. Rasa Varjan, Rasopyasya, Param Drishtvani Vartate. The whole thing will go upon seeing the Supreme Jesus. So similarly he says here, the one who strives for perfection united with knowledge, that much of tapas is done. Therefore, the momentum will take you. But what happens in the rasa lingus, you know? Even though rasa lingus, what to do? You would have liked something so much. Prepare the rasa lingus. So he says, but the momentum will take, the tapas will take. So he says, acquired, the knowledge acquired in this form of body, but what is very important here is the word strives. Even though he has a former momentum from former body, he still strives. See, remember, there is no replacement for effort. Don't think you will sit and enjoy. There is no replacement for. Of course, staying into thoughts of that, you know, going to flight. Sometimes you onward journey takes 2 hours. Return journey, 1 hour 45 minutes. But 15 minutes you save because of tailwind. You understand that, no? So that's what he's saying, this tailwind is there for him. Because he's already done it. See, every day you study, I gave you the example of my friend Sabhavati, no? Do you think you forgot? At least you remember me? So the thing is, that Sabhavati, the 10th standard, remember, half yearly exam. We always have this habit of reading the book last minute. So I was having my science book.
This fellow comes in with issues of you. I had a heart attack. So, my man, science today, why would he? He said, no, issues of you. Obviously, those days, he note down the incentive. Nowadays, they give you everything in email, I suppose. So, we note, and I know, everybody wanted to correct it, that's why I wrote down wrongly. So, he is coming with issues of you. So, when I came to know that it is only science for everybody, I was relieved. Then he said, hey, Lakshmi, can I share your book? Just glance together. Last half an hour we both glanced together. We did the glancing together and then wrote the exam. The results were announced. I was more interested in his than mine. What happened to the fellow? He scored 99 out of 100 in science, that exam. And in public exam, he scored 100 out of 100. He is now MD, is here in Florida. Guy.
Because he studies every day. I study last minute every day, I am playing. So obviously, that fellow forward effort, momentum, you understand? He did it every day, he done it. In that field, he said, he is playing. Relax. That's what he's saying. Daily jo karna bina karke, last minute, you understand? Last minute will always be touch up for somebody. You understand? The 18th chapter is going to talk about it. He said, that which begins as poison ends up as nectar. That which will begin as nectar ends up as poison.
So, they united with the knowledge acquired in his former body, he strives. I want you to note that word. He strives. He does not sit on his laurel. How much ever rich you may be, you got to continue. You should not say that thing will help you. Thing will help. All that will help. See, you are sometimes when they have no meaning. It's a profile. They ask me, send your profile for the top. When they ask me at the top, they say, send your profile. And then profile. And somebody who wrote the profile for me, they said, sir, you want to put your profile where all you travel, you know? You travel abroad to lecture. And then that is not needed yet. No one is needed. The world is, because they, oh, it was said, why does it matter whether I'm lecturing in America? Because in America also I'm lecturing to the same Madhusuri, same Mamta, same Sadhana, same on. Same kind of people there. In America means something different happens there. But either, you understand? Big deal. So that's what the world, that's what I mean. Okay, chalo, if it's going to help to promote the cause, do it. I am not interested personally. You know, there may be people who are personally interested. That is different. So he says, they reacted with the knowledge acquired from his former body. But even after all that, I give an example because after all the profile, everything, will give you a stage. But stage mein aane ke baad,
what you do?
Similarly, you could be born in a wealthy family, you could be born for a very knowledgeable person, everything would have been available in the house, everything would have been very well. Books. Sometimes you know, you see the father is a genius lawyer, son also studied law, but it's not the same.
Just a question, there's a reading something, and I understand that there's this law called an effect of past life and prior to all their duty, but let's say the wealthy family, two brothers or two cousins, whatever, one works hard, good values, responsible for everyone, doesn't have good values, the other one is actually completely materialistic. Just an example, because these kids actually are in abundance. You see these families.
So the question is how both of them choose the same family?
No, that is one. We are not saying they are the same family. But whatever, if you are well, it is the same thing. But everything is coming easy to this goofer. With a complete goofer. I am just giving an example, I am not saying anything related to me. And the other thing is, and they always struggle. Of course, the good things happening in terms of respect, dignity, but here you see this complete goofer who is goofing more and more, very critical of others, critical of this one, that one, negative, and yet everything is on a platter. This is not only, I mean, this kind of example actually is an abundance. So what explains? One is the talent, but there is no striving in this thing.
the same parents also.
See, simple. As you said, it's probable. That fellow must have done so much in his previous journey. Therefore, he is benefiting now. And his platter is coming. See, if you are given a large janma, give her a large janma, you are encashing right now, unknowingly. Okay, so you provide, you don't know, you other fellow could have been a taker in the last janma, so in this janma he has to do. You understand? This is one way of looking at it. Other way of looking at it is, you are thinking it is blessing. How do you know it is blessing? It could be because Swamiji said, first of all, Swamiji, we don't believe in this blessing business. Understand? Blessed means everything will be, you will become Swamiji. Okay. What? If my blessing, Swamiji says, if my blessing can make anybody rich, first year I bless myself. You understand? Before I bless anybody else, first year I will bless myself. Isn't it? So then he says, listen, it is, first of all, if you ask me to bless anybody to become rich, according to me, it's a curse. Because everything is provided to you, destroy yourself. So it's how you look at it. It's how you look at it. You everything was on time for you. Everything was fine. You went there. A last minute something happened, you missed the flight. So much I struggled, how much I missed the flight. Other fellow didn't do anything, he got the flight. But the flight crash was happened. How do you know what is blessing, what is curse?
And also there is no education.
So the fact that you are asking to understand intellectually, but supposing one of the brothers or one of the sisters only is asking this question, let us say. That shows that this brother or sister is also not studying with the right attitude. They are also looking at the result only. You understand? They are also creeping. Why am I trying to stop? Why am I trying to... We don't understand. You know that story, you know, everything that happens to us for our... So therefore, it's a perception issue. How do you know you're saying it's blessing? Why is no blessing? A fellow sits and eats, he's destroying himself. Another fellow struggles. So he's, at least physically, he's healthy also, because he's doing some work. And the fact that he's doing so much work, he's prospering also. And you know, and he knows that his work can get him those things, so therefore he is not dependent on the results. Things taken away, he is still there. This fellow, when the encashment of his punya is gone, he will know it. That's what is happening to so many people. Go and see some of the Janita families. It's a pathetic situation.
Yes.
Fellow is 60, 70 years old. Nobody to take care of him. But when you saw him in his young days, he will not even open the door. I saw the other day, the car came, we were talking with somebody in a few hotels here, some meetings were there, you know. I don't know which hotel, 2-3 hotels here. So you come to the, when you're leaving, you come out to get into your car, you know, the driver comes and gets into the car. And as you open the door and get in, as you are coming in the car, you get down. The fellow is sitting. Driver has to unkey this side. Driver is this side. Driver comes all the way to open the door. Now, you see, you may ask what is the big deal, what's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong or right. You are creating a momentum. You are creating a certain momentum. You are becoming dependent. You are sowing all wrong seeds for yourself.
Yeah, actually, it makes sense.
That is how you should look at it.
There is no evolution, yeah.
Absolutely. That's how you should look at it. No other way you should look at it, actually. It's the right way of looking at it. The point is, he is putting his legs on the table and watching TV.
And this was, and if you see me, you know, suddenly laughing, you think, that's what I'm talking about. In that sense.
There is somewhere is given, you know.
But there is daily practice.
If his example, it is about punya. He is given in previous janma so much. The things are coming to him. For example, 3 years of our life minimum, we set aside and went to ashram. And what age? I went when I was 21 years old. Some of the guys in the ashram came when they were 13 years old. Are you with me? I know a fellow who joined the ashram when he was 70 and is still there in the ashram. His entire youth passed through this. You understand? So now the fellow goes for lecturing, business class ticket, and then Methodist begins to pick up. So you see what is... did you understand that so much of tapasya? You don't see that. You don't know. Have faith in the law. Nobody gets what they desire. They only get what they deserve.
My question was, you also explained that Sabhapati example, but you said that you were studying every day. So the daily practice is what is here
that
nothing. So then, yes.
Your question is how it is getting. It is getting because of the past.
That is the past.
Momentum.
Yeah, that.
The fact that the fellow is born in a rich family, he gets some share.
Yeah.
He got the food because of what? Something in the past. Isn't it? Born doing nothing. Born in the family because of some karma in the past. But the problem is, he is not studying Gita. He doesn't understand. That's why I'm pointing this word. Even there you strive. Don't ever sit on your laurels. Swamiji told me once long time ago, I'm repeating it to you. These words are so ringing well in my mind. You know. Said, when I was leaving the ashram after studying the course and after staying there for a few more years, I was going to Chennai. So he said, Lakshmi, whatever happens, daily study. And he gave me the example of a doctor and lawyer. He said, lawyers and doctors cannot afford to not keep in touch with the subject, even engineers. He gave me that example. And let me remember this. Never sit on your laurels. I know you are one of good students who have struggled and completed the course and all that. No. You understand? That's why I'm telling you here. Otherwise, I can easily interpret this word and go. But you need to bring the whole thing to the present context and understand it. Otherwise, Gita becomes stale. It will not help you to grow. So that's why I'm saying. The essence here, if either you are focused on that word, strive. Even that momentum is there, he still strives. He strives more than before for perfection. O Kuru Nandana. Next verse. Purva Vyasena Te Naiva, Purva Vyasena Te Naiva, Kriyate Nava Shopi Saha, Kriyate Nava Shopi Saha, Jinya Surapi Yogasya, Jinya Surapi Yogasya, Shabda Brahmati Vartate, Shabda Brahmati Vartate, Purva Vyasena Te Naiva, Kriyate Nava Shopi Saha, Jinya Surapi Yogasya, Shabda Brahmati Vartate, by that former practice alone, he is born irresistibly. Even wishing to know yoga, he goes beyond the Shabda Brahma. The determination is so much, even the very thought is enough. So much is done. So much is done. See, what is important is to become a Patrata. Patrata. You understand what is the meaning of Patrata?
Someone
who is giving.
Patra is like a
patra. Eligible.
Sorry?
Quality. Eligibility.
Yes.
Quality.
Patra.
When you become the patrata, it becomes effortless. See, anybody knows horse riding then? You know horse riding?
Used to.
Used to.
heart rating, I don't know heart rating. That told me, when you climb up the house, when you mount the house, anybody can mount the house?
Anybody can
do it. So you put your legs
in the stirrup
and then put your other leg. By the time you put your other leg, the heart moves, you will be finished. So you should know how to hold it and then do it. So the fellows who know it, they do it, it's effortless now because they become faster. For you to bring the, you understand?
You need to be driving a car.
Exactly.
You don't need to break on it. Yeah. You don't want to balance it.
It's effortless.
Yeah.
But for you, it's like, my God, man. It's monumental effort. So what he's saying is, he is very sensitive. He's done so much. The very thought is enough to make Brahma. It will take him beyond Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma means simple Brahma. Which is basically Brahman. All is the Vedas. Vedas are all nothing but the words of God, words of divinity. So they call it as Shabda Brahma. Go beyond the words of the Vedas. One has to go beyond the words of the Vedas. Go beyond Karma Kanda. He goes beyond the words of the Vedas. Goes and realizes the self. Just the little part of the self.
So Pathatara is the right person.
Yes. He's a Patrata, qualified person, eligible person. Who has done so much of tapasya. So he just has a little thought is enough to take him there. Whereas in our case, we are in the beginning stage. Since we are in the beginning stage, there is so much pep talk, somebody has to come and give you, right? And before the class, after the class, tea has to be given. And then you
understand.
Yes, he should be there. All this, in spite of all this also, you will not read. When I say that, I'm just trying to put it in a light-hearted way. What you need to understand is, he's saying here a simple thing like, just the thought, the wishing to know him. Because he's almost in the verge, you know. Almost in the verge, he died. What a level he will be. You understand? Just about to get it, he lost, he died. So in next time, just one thought will come. How much Buddha, Siddhartha's father, tried his best, because apparently astrologer said he will become great saint. And that man, his father, tried to make sure that he, you know, he is inside the palace, he is only seeing this, he has not seen anybody dying. And all the places, he has wealth and women, everything. He was all the time like that. Still, you know, he couldn't. Because he has done so much of effort. You think you are smart, totality is smart. So that's what he is saying, just wishing to know he goes beyond Shabda Brahma. Veda goes beyond the words of it. People get stuck to the words. Goes beyond that, he goes and realizes the sense. Prayatna-tyagamanastu Yogi-samshuddha-kilpishah Aneka-janma-samsiddha Tato-yati-parangatim Prayatna-tyagamanastu Yogi-samshuddha-kilpishah Aneka-janma-samsiddha Tato-yati-parangatim But the yogi is striving with assiduity, completely purified of sin, perfected through many births, then reaches the supreme goal. There is a yogi, meaning one who has put in so much of effort, one who has been constantly focused, one who has not thought about anything else other than realization, Brahman alone. Such a person striving so determinedly is totally purified of all his sins, meaning all vasanas, all desires, both punya, papa, everything is burnt completely. It perfected through many births. See, please understand, he only reads these verses, he thinks, oh Baba, that means I have so many more verses. No, what you need to understand is, this Janma would be a last, you could have already gone through many Janma. A positive outlook person will look at it as this Janma is the last. You know, what's the name?
your relative? Come to the class also. She doesn't come regularly. She came with a... She lives in that... near the children's garden. Marani Bhakti. Manti Kanagya Ji. I am supposed to talk for her mother's birthday on 23rd. But it's cancelled it seems. Mother didn't want it. So I was, you know, texting her one day. I want to know whether 22nd or 23rd I got confused. So I said, let me text her, you know. So she said, Guruji, I've been thinking about you. I want to call you and you call Guruji 100 years. I don't know whether you want 100 years, you know. I said, Nasi Ji, definitely I want 100 years maybe, but not more than that. So what I'm trying to say is, you should understand that this could be a last journey. Just continue putting in your effort. Yogi is not bothered about all these things. Yogi is not bothered with the other fellows getting on platter. I have to put in so much effort, other fellows getting on platter. He is not bothered. Yogi is not bothered whether, you know, he is only concerned about what am I supposed to do now. Remember I told you two things. Who am I? What am I supposed to do now? Who does it matter what is happening in somebody else's life? Wasting your time like anything. So he says, but the yogi is striving with assiduity, completely purified of sin. Totally dropped ego. No punya, no paap, no vasanas, no desires. He is perfected through many births. Many births means so much of striving in so many births. Then he reaches the Supreme Goal. Next verse. तपस्विभ्योदिको योगी ज्ञानिभ्योऽपि मथोदिकः कर्मिभ्यश्चाधिको योगी तस्माद्योगी भवाचुन तपस्विभ्योदिको योगी ज्ञानिभ्योऽपि मथोदिकः कर्मिभ्यश्चाधिको योगी तस्माद्योगी भवाचुन. Try to remember this. Whatever you forget, try to remember this verse, or at least remember the last two words. Tasma yogi bhava arjuna. Four words. Tasma yogi bhava arjuna. Arjuna therefore become a yogi. Tasma. He's concluding now. He says, compare with tapasvi, the yogi is superior. The yogi is deemed superior to the other thing. Superior even to the wise and superior to the performance of actions, therefore be a yogi. See, here we are studying Dhyana Yoga. The chapter is called as what? Dhyana Yoga. So Dhyana Yogi, he has gone through all the other yogas, then finally he has come to this. So he says he is superior to all the other fellows. Okay? Because of what? In Dhyana Yoga, what is Dhyana Yoga? Concentrated concentration. So in Dhyana Yoga, you are only thinking about God, nothing else. Your whole thought is on the divinity. Everything else is gone. That person is yogi. Tasma yogi bhavati. He said, I told you, I already gave you the example of Hanumanji. If it is not going to take me to God, even tapas, standing on one leg will take me to God, okay, fine. But standing on one leg will fetch me followers, I don't care. But it's a fact, nowadays if you stand up one leg, you'll get followers. I'm telling you, if I want to increase my following, all I need to do is, same with me like the road, I have to come. There are so many trees in this road. One of the trees can niche jake, ye leg, I should stand up one leg. And practice bound. It's difficult, but for a while, I do that. You believe me, slowly as you are driving past and seeing a root is around, you are going past again and seeing a root, slowly the crowd spreads.
One yogi there.
Slowly you will see crowd starts swimming. And become a, like, world popular overnight. YouTube, somebody will, nowadays it's all this thing, one will upload a video, put it in YouTube, you understand? And somebody will start creating stories behind me. All sorts of things will happen. So what he says is, tapas hona chahiye. Right? But compared to a tapasvi, yogi, what he is trying to say is, tapas without yoga is no use. It's like dosa without hunger. क्या कोई कोई फर्क है उसमें, कोई फायदा है कुछ नहीं, isn't it? Food is there, hunger is not there. What the hell is this? Isn't it? Couldn't that what you say? Everything is there, you can't eat. So tapas has meaning with yoga. Study has meaning with yoga. Karma has meaning with yoga. You got to be centered there. If these things doesn't matter, all these are external. Yoga, usme root hona chahiye every day, every minute, every second. Who am I? Should not forget that. That's what he's saying. That's not yogi paraj. That's not becoming yogi. You are interested in running away, being in this sannyasi and this and that and study. That is not the point. The point is yogi. Yogi means one who is completely surrendered. He is not bothered about the results. His whole thing is attention is completely upon Atma. Nothing else he gets. That's a person is a yogi. And now he is going to say, of all the yogis, who is more superior? Yogi namapi sarvesham, yogi namapi sarvesham, madgate nandaratmana, madgate nandaratmana, shraddha bhanbhajate yomaham, shraddha bhanbhajate yomaham, same yukta tamomataha, yogi namapi sarvesham, madgate nandaratmana, shraddha bhanbhajate yomaham, now all yogis, he who with the inner self absorbed in me, completely absorbed in the Atma, worships me, identifies with me totally with the total complete Shraddha. In a way, he is a complete Bhakta. Shraddha, I told you, whenever I tell you the word Shraddha, what will come to your mind? I tell you a story. There was no rain in the country, therefore the king was advised that let us conduct a yajna, and in the yajna, the one who conducts the yajna was called, and the king said let us conduct the yajna, and he fixed the date. On the date, the person who said, who will conduct the yajna said, I will start the yajna only if I see a faithful heart walking into the yajna court. And the king and everybody were assembled, but he was not starting the yajna, because he did not see even one faithful heart, one person with Shraddha. Suddenly, after so many hours, the priest said, yes, let us start. Everybody turned to see who is walking in. There is some new faithful heart must have come in, you know. And an old lady walked in with an umbrella. Remember that story? What do you understand from this story? Old woman walked in with an umbrella. What are they doing the yajna for?
Rain.
Rain. Nobody came with umbrella. What kind of faith is that? That is Shraddha. I have no better way to explain it. Shraddha. Adi Shankara explains it as word, faith in the words of the Guru. Guru says jump, jump. Otherwise there is no point in calling the word. It is sad. Now it has become sad. So the point is, this Shraddha worships me with Shraddha. Total, completely, he couldn't care less about, you know, the thing is just completely absorbed in us. What will this give me, this, what will happen to my future, where will I be, will I be thrown out, either ho gaya hoga. He who made me knew what is needed better than a man made me. Only true. You understand that? All it clear, don't you know?
Yeah.
2 hours for the midnight prayer. You know. They wanted all you want. So they said, let us only grow all the tree. The plant, one fellow was constantly asking, his all tree died. He went to see what happened to the other fellow's all tree. It was growing up nicely, it has come up very well. So how is it? My brother tell, when mine died, he was surviving. He said, I entrusted it to him. Like I am in no conditions. Like I am in? No condition. He who made it know what is needed better than a man like. So when you dedicate yourself for the Atma, you are absorbed to the inner self. Jo rasta aap, you want to take me. That is complete yogi. Satya yogi who has left it everything to me and continues striving is the most dear, dearest yogi to me. With that we come to the conclusion of this chapter. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Dhyana Yogo Nama Shashto Dhyaya. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, Om Tat Sat, that is real. And the Upanishads are all talking about that only. Gita is the summary of that, the conversation between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Guru and Shishya talking about the signs of eternal. And the chapter 6 entitled as Dhyana Yoga has come to an end. We have the tradition to believe that we have not concluded or completed, we have to go a long way. So we tell ourselves that we only started today. With that humility, let us chant verse number 1, chapter 6. Together.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Anashritak Karma Phalam, Anashritak Karma Phalam, Karyam Karma Karoti Yah, Karyam Karma Karoti Yah, Sasanyasi Cha Yogi Cha, Sasanyasi Cha Yogi Cha, Nanirajnirna Chakriyah, Nanirajnirna Chakriyah, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, अनाश्रितं कर्म फलं कार्यं कर्म करोति यः सन्न्यासी च योगी च न निरग्निर्न चाक्रियः. पूर्णमुदच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति.
मनसेन्द्रियैव बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि अद्य करोमि अद्य सकलं परस्मै सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
Yeah, we will do a summary of this. Just, I know there has been a lot of time, but